أوام يار النيربون دام وايت نيربون
جرودايف دام given it to Gurudev, so it's Gurudev Dham.
Oh, I'm so happy. Our Nilachal also. Our destination was up to this place. After that, we will return gradually.
This is highest point in our
goal. This was our goal. Goal of our two preaching tour. I think that this time of preaching everywhere in European countries, England, here, in America, everywhere, so much glorious. I never thought that the devotees will be inspired so much. Many devotees from Swamiji, but they had become so weak, and they were not following. Sometimes, in some, I saw they are so weak that they used to again take opium, ganja, bhang, wine and other things also. Gradually going far away from Swamiji. They tell that I am disciple of Swamiji, but actually not following. But even that relation, like a very lengthened thread, again, Swamiji will anyhow track them. I know. So again, they are inspiring, and again, they are coming. Now I am realizing that for this, Swamiji ordered me to help his devotees. Automatically, everything is going on. I know that I am very insignificant. I know. Very, having no qualities at all. Nothing. But even Swamiji, inspiring all. Everywhere I become wonder. I'm not so much learned, qualified, but yet all are inspired. It is due to Swamiji. Nityananda Prabhu Gaurchandra and Radha Krishna conjugal. So when I see that, oh, so much honor coming, so much devotees are inspired, then I think that this is due to my Gurudev, my Shiksha Guru Swamiji. And Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has especially told, Prithivite jato acheva naga sarvatra pachar hoibe moranam. And he has foretold that so many Indian devotees and
Western devotees
meeting together, assembling, and going like Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So I sometimes overwhelms, means So I now request Nirgun Prabhu to speak some words. I'm so happy that this Prabhu, where?
Gopinath Prabhu.
Mithiladis Prabhu.
Mithiladis Prabhu also, Gopinath Prabhu. Prankishore Prabhu, Lokam Prabhu, Bhudar Prabhu, all. Rajanath Prabhu, all. Actually, devotees are here.
Ramachandra Prabhu.
My Vrindavan Vilasini.
Mula Prakriti. Oh,
Mula Prakriti. Where she is?
Over there.
Where? Mula Prakriti. I will have to chastise you. And so many. This Prabhu. Nandagopal Prabhu. And one.
Devendranath
Prabhu. So senior devotee.
Anandini
Devi. With tears. So I am so happy. So happy. Srila Parikshit Maharaj told that Datta Rishi has not given me
course,
but the mercy of Krishna he has given me, because here Vasishtha, Narada, Vishwamitra, Kavihavi Antariksha Prabuddha Pipalayan, Vishwamitra, and so many Indian or world famous rishis at once assembled there. Those who will remember them, they will be purified and become so much qualified. It is very rare to take their darshan. So if anyone remember them, Jesang Sansmarnat Punsang Suddhant Vai Griha Kim Puna Sparsan Pada Saucha Asanadivi. But here I am not remembering. Quickly all has their sin. If anyone taking the feet, washing water, lotus dust of their serving anywhere, and hearing, then I cannot tell their glories. Krishna will be controlled by them. So I know that you are all very senior and sincere devotees of Swamiji, Daishyabhas. It is very rare to see them, because to go India and there I will see, it is very hard. Very rare. But anyhow, Swamiji drinking here and all are assembled here. So I am fortunate. And I am seeing you as the vaibhav, opulence of Swamiji, you all. Those who are my disciples also, all are the opulence of Swamiji. Because due to him, you have come to me. Now I request to Prabhuji to speak something.
It's okay.
Gurudev, he is the
world
famous rishi that has come here. And by taking his footdust, everyone will be eternally fortunate. And I am most amazed at our fortune that he keeps coming here. And I'm feeling just amazed at our fortune to have Uttama Adhikari come to our places. Such a rare. Only by Krishna's direct mercy and Śrīla Prabhupāda's direct mercy has he sent him here. He is the Uttama Adhikāri. Uttama is above Tama. Tama is the material world. And he's Uttama, above. So where do we find in this material world everyone engaged in so many things? But where is one do we find who's actually Uttama, above this? We will not find almost anywhere. Nowhere we would find such personality. So and all the followers of Srila Gurudev. I also offer my humble obeisances to him. And during this festival, I'm simply your servant, my family members also. Anything we can do for you, we will be so happy to help you in any way. Hare Krishna.
Where is Neelachal? Not here.
Yes.
Yes, so they speak 2 words. Only 2 words.
So keep following. Two words.
Those are my 2 words. Well, I just can never thank Gurudev and all the devotees enough for coming here and blessing this place, and our lives have changed forever since he came here 3 years ago. 2 years ago. This is the third visit. And I can't reiterate that I would like to do whatever I could for all of you. And that's all I
have. These are best words. Sweet and best words. Onam Taki. Oh, my dear darling sister, Mula Prakriti, I request you to speak 2 words.
Jai Gurudev.
No, not Gurudev.
Tomorrow.
Oh, we are brothers, sisters.
Well, we've been holding down the fort here, and Maharaj has always promised that he would help us transform this patch of land here in America into Vrindavan. So by his association and mercy, he will keep doing that, and I'm praying for your mercy.
Thank you. Buddha Prabhu, 2 words. Your astrology has made me so
like everyone else, my life has completely changed since that time. And I like how it's changing. It's so sweet, and sometimes the change is very intense. But that's also good for me, and I think for everyone. And I'm praying for Gurudev's mercy that he continues to bless me so that I can become a disciple that is representative of my Gurudev.
And I'm thinking that in this trip,
perhaps I will not meet what name?
Mithiladhish
Prabhu and his wife, very far away, but I am fortunate to meet them. I know he is also very senior and sincere Vaishnava. All have served their Prabhupada, so he has come here. I am fortunate to meet with him. I request him to speak some little.
Okay. I'm just very thankful to have been dragged here again by your mercy. Otherwise, the material world has been doing its business very expertly. But I feel by the mercy of all my gurus and all the Vaishnavas that some hope is still there for me to come.
Thank you. Nanda Gopal Prabhu.
Thank you, Srila Gurudev, for coming here again. 3 years, or 2 years, three times.
The drama, drama wala.
Is ever increasing. It seems that you're determined to give us your love and affection and to teach us how to give that to others. So, on behalf of myself, and I'm sure everyone in this community, especially Nirguna and Milachala, that we're extending this to everyone here to help you as much and make this as nice of a stay here as possible. And New Braj is helping to transform this every year more and more into this place of Vrindavan. Gurudev, you say that Srila Prabhupada has brought you here. And I believe this more than ever. I'm remembering one story that I heard that many, many years ago, Srila Prabhupada was in Portland, Oregon, and in his room, one devotee was cleaning his room, and he saw a little billfold of Srila Prabhupada's, like a wallet. And in that wallet, this devotee was actually, he shouldn't have been doing this, but he wanted to peek in there. He wanted to see what was in Swamiji's wallet. And he opened it up, and in that wallet, he found one piece of paper. And it was all folded up. I wish I had a piece of paper to show you, but it was like all folded together. And he carefully unwrapped it. And this piece of paper had been in this wallet a long time. It took the shape of the wallet, you know, curved. And he opened this piece of paper very carefully, like it was something special. And on that piece of paper, in Srila Prabhupada's handwriting, it said, "How to save the world." So I think one of Srila Prabhupada's secret weapons, he had so many, was to bring Srila Narayan Maharaj. So this secret weapon is so, so special. Thank you very much. Thank all of you.
I thought of something I'd really like to say. Like Gurudev, on this, you've been traveling to Holland,
England, Washington, Pennsylvania, New York, Houston, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and now here. And in the whole trip, I've been thinking that the final goal is Badger. And it reminds me of when I was a brahmachari and they would put us in a van with books and send us out. And sometimes we would be out for weeks at a time, traveling from place to place, living in a truck, and selling Prabhupada's books. And it was always a really big event when we would go back to the temple to see Sri Sri Radha Gopi Balava, the deities, the murtis, the deities that Srila Prabhupada installed in Boston. And it was kind of, it was always like this feeling like we're going back to Braj. And I have that feeling coming here, and I just wanted to thank Nirguna and Nilachala and all the devotees here for having us.
I had the good fortune and it was only once, but you can see the good fortune of being in Srila Prabhupada's quarters in New York once. And he said something, and I took it to mean personally, that we suffer because we've forgotten to bring our love to Krishna. And so many lifetimes, bringing our love or our attachment, as the case may be, to these bodies, to these minds, to other bodies, to other minds, to concepts, attached to something, but not knowing, as Prabhupada said, how to direct that loving propensity so that we can be fully satisfied. So, in Malaysia, Srila Gurudev gave a wonderful class, which Mulavakriti Didi kindly brought, and we were able to get the benefit of. And he said, what is it that we need more than anything else? What is it we require? And after talking, well, we require food, air, water, because our bodies are made of these things. Then Gurudev said, but what do we need even more than that? And he said, love and affection. Because our Atma, our self, is made of a tiny particle of love and affection. Because Radha and Krishna are all love and affection. So after many births of not knowing how to direct that love and affection, causing suffering to ourselves and so many living beings, Srila Prabhupada came. And because we were so new, because I was so new, I caught a little glimpse. But the power of the conditioning and the power of the mind toward dharma, artha, kama, and moksha were a little overwhelming, and there were offenses and so many things. And then Srila Gurudev came, and he brought this message of divine love, which is such a precious thing. In that same talk he said, what a precious thing I am giving you. Just like a mother, he gives the baby the milk, and the baby doesn't know what he's getting. So if the mother's a little late, the baby is angry, or the baby doesn't take it. So what a precious thing we are getting. For billions and billions of lifetimes, struggling with our minds and senses, being unfulfilled. And now the pure devotee is again entered into the horizon of our hearts with the same message that Srila Prabhupada brought, that you are suffering because you have forgotten to bring your love to Krishna. And he's giving this opportunity to us, but again, there's a responsibility on our part too. In the story that Gurudev tells in the Bhakti Rasayan, there's a peacock, and they're dancing because they're so enamored by the sound of Krishna's flute, they're so grateful. And this peacock thinks, I'm nothing. I have nothing to offer, but I do have this feather. So people think it's beautiful. Let me give it to Krishna. And Krishna sees this, and the peacock is watching off in the distance, and Krishna picks up the feather, and he puts it on his head, and the peacock is thinking, well, he could have put it in his pocket, he could have put it in his shoes, but he put it on the most valuable place, he put it in his head. And the peacock was so moved, and Gurudev says in the explanation there, that when something is given with bhav, and then it's received with bhav, both parties experience that. So Srila Gurudev is giving us so much. We don't even know. I don't even know, at least anyway. But I'm getting a little fraction of a glimpse. And I pray to him and to Srila Prabhupada and to all our acharyas that we can receive this gift properly, that all the misgivings, the fears, the doubts that are caught up in our conditioned hearts can be removed, and we can take his gift with deep appreciation and love. And that would be the most pleasing thing to Srila Prabhupada, to all the acharyas, to Sri Sri Nitya Gauranga, and to Radha Krishna. And then we can actually give something to him, our hearts. So I beg for you that you may allow me to become free from all these anarthas, that I can take what you're giving me with all my heart and soul, and pay my debt to you, to Srila Prabhupada, and begin the real life that you've come to bring to us. Hare Krishna.
Prabhu, please speak to us.
tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Katamaham Tadati Svapadhantikam. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasari Gauru Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Rama Rama. I had the good fortune of being present with our beloved Srila Prabhupada approximately 26 years ago, when he came to another re-established dham in the United States called Vrindavan Dham in West Virginia. And we were also waiting on a similar day as today, a very beautiful sunny day in the beautiful rolling hills of that area, for his car to arrive. And his Vyasa son was seated underneath a tree, and he came. He arrived, all the devotees were so jubilant. And Prabhupada chanted his Jayaradha Madhava Kunja Vihari Gopi Jana Bhagava Yirbanadhari in his most bhavak way, rasik and bhavak. And that festival was named Bhagavad Dharma Discourses. And there was a very tall hill there, which was very steep, and the festival was to be held on the top of that hill. And there was a similar structure to the one which Nirguna Prabhu erected here last year, open just with roof and pillars. And Srila Prabhupada was waiting one day to go up the hill. Usually they would bring him up in this little Volkswagen bug car. And then one day that something happened with the car, and he was waiting, and he was only standing there, and all the devotees were surrounding him, and he had this most undisturbed look on his face. But the various leaders of that festival were going crazy because they were inconveniencing Prabhupada and making him wait. And one of them came up to him and was apologizing, "Oh, Prabhupada, we're so sorry, but the car has broken, and it's very difficult for us, but we will arrange something." And then Prabhupada said, and he was so peaceful and so detached, and he said, "I am not disturbed." He said, "I have come here for the purpose of giving this Krishna consciousness, and I am simply like a cow. A cow's purpose is to give milk. So wherever you lead me, I will give milk, no problem." And he relieved all of the devotees' distress in this way. So that event was very memorable and actually historical. And that Bhagavad Dharma discourse was, in some ways, the beginning of this revolution of Srimad Bhagavatam preaching in the United States. And I truly feel that this gathering here, with a divine personality who is also so dearly beloved to Krishna as our Srila Prabhupada was, and who is so realized in these truths, has mercifully again come to this continent and to this very place to bless the devotees, to uplift their hearts and souls, to give them the bhavoshadi, the wonderful medicine which will wipe out this disease of bhava in this material world. And he has come seeking nothing. He has, as Gurudev tells us so many times, the real preachers of the Srimad Bhagavatam travel here and there only with the Srimad Bhagavatam under their arm, not desiring anything. They're nishkinchana, they're not expecting any return for their services, for their preaching. Only thing they are expecting in return is that we will take what they are giving and we will follow that. So again, he is coming to give us this medicine. We are requiring so many installments
compass medicine. Our samskara is very low. We have taken birth in a very low condition, but yet somehow we also have this strange mixture of some kind of auspicious sukriti, that we are able to have the association of a Mahabhagwat Vaishnava. And more than once in this life.
Don't tell Mahabhagwat, Mahabhagwat to me. I'll be holding you, thank you.
But we are hoping that in the course of this life, by this great beneficial medicine that he has given to us, that we will be able to make some progress and at least come to some platform of nishtha where we can truly serve the order of our divine masters in the disciplic succession. So I pray for his causeless mercy, and I pray for the mercy of all the devotees who are also, like Srila Sridhar Maharaj said, like demigods moving on this earth. Guru Prima. The devotees have spoken, and I think the devotees have spoken and the ones that haven't spoken all share the same feeling in their heart. So happy to be here in the presence of Gurudev. Before I say anything, I want to say one thing, that there's one person missing that I have to give some of my respects, is to Shamarani. I think we all miss her, and for some reason she's not here, and last year she was here, and she was very instrumental in my relationship and meeting Gurudev. So I wanted to say eulogy for her. She's so dear and so much service to Srila Prabhupada and Gurudev. We're so fortunate, as everyone has said so far, but coming in line with Gurudev, we're so fortunate, extra fortunate. There's many pure devotees throughout the universe, but in our line, just like Ramananda Roy spoke to Mahaprabhu, you can say there was one type of initiation that Mahaprabhu took through Ramananda Roy. So our Gurudev, Srila Prabhupada, took his sannyas order from Srila Bhakti Pragyan Kesha Maharaj. He could have went somewhere else, but it's a very special thing. And so in that same way, we're led in that same line. It's not by chance that he took in that way. So we're very fortunate to come exactly in that same line, in the same family, dear family of brothers and cousins and fathers. So I wanted to thank Nirguna and his wife and the devotees here for having this festival, and Srila Gurudev for coming here. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in one song, Rasa Rasika Kripa Maya, that Krishna is very merciful. He is the taster of ras and he's the giver of ras. I'm sure we hear so much like that, but being with Gurudev in different parts of the world, it is like one festival, and that ras is so sweet and nice because he's so kind and so compassionate and merciful that our hearts are being touched, and hopefully more of the world will be touched by his sweetness. Thank you, Krishna.
You inspired me by two words. And because he told all your sweet
sweetness. I am grandmother, remember?
So no harm if you are sick. Because you cannot stand.
I was thinking of one thing that Nirguna Prabhu said. He called you Uttam. And I was thinking, what is Uttam? As far as I know, I don't know Sanskrit so well, but I've been told that Uttam means topmost or best or highly advanced.
and I was thinking how to understand the definition of uttam, what is topmost. And it seems to me the only way we can understand this word uttam, if we actually look at Srimati Radharani, she is topmost. She is uttam, 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 the definition of uttam. And who else is uttam? It's her dearmost sakis. And who is so near and dear is Rupa Manjari. So much uttam. And who is Rupa Manjari but Rupa Goswami? And Rupa Goswami, who also follows Rupa Goswami, all Rupa Nuga, they are uttam. And my Guru Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and my Maharaji, they are uttam because they are followers of Rupa Goswami. They are uttam by this definition. They are real Vrijbhasis. There is no higher glorification than to be a real Vrijbhasi, a follower of Rupa Goswami. And also I wanted to say one more thing. Today is a kind of a special day for me. This is the day that I got a material body. It's my material birthday today. But I wanted to say something. In the West, on your birthday, you're supposed to get so many things. But in the East, they always say you're supposed to give so many things on a birthday. But there's a problem here. I was thinking, what can I give, what can I give? And then yesterday, Maharaj smashed me. He ruined everything. He reminded me that I have nothing of my own. There is nothing I can give. What can I have? Nothing. Except then he reminded me, but the mercy of my guru. So whatever Srila Prabhupada has given me, which is quite a lot, even though I can't really realize it, so I wanted to give him something connected to Srimati Radharani that my guru has given me. And so it's my real birthday happened on Balaram's appearance day when my Guru Maharaj initiated me. And I was thinking it was a very special day. It was in 1972. And Maharaj just happened, Prabhupada just happened to be in a very Vrindavan mood. And my karmi name was Susan. And I was thinking, oh, I wanted to have the name Vrindavan so bad. And I thought, how I can ever get this name? I've been reading the Krishna book and I just wanted to be named Vrindavan. And so then I was the last person to get initiated. He gave the name Madan Mohan, Vrinda Devi, Vrindavan Eshwari. And then he called on me. And I was thinking also, oh, I want to make him laugh. I want to make him happy. So he said, what are the four regular principles? And I said that. And I looked up at him and I said, and always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. And he laughed and he laughed. And he said, your name is Vrindavan Vilasini Devi Yati. Name for Srimati Radharani, the one who enjoys in Vrindavan.
Oh, you told that I have nothing.
That is why Maharaji is saying Ganga to the Ganga. She has spoken the right word, Ganga to the Ganga. Ganga water to Ganga.
I will request Anandani to give 2 words with 2 drops of tears.
I don't know what I can say after that. 2 drops. I think that on this tour I've been learning a bit about, just a little bit about Guru. I don't know much of anything, but I do remember that when the Srila Prabhupada was on the planet, he always was pushing somehow or another for more, more, whatever you can give, more and more and more. And I remember also that when Prabhupada left, that kind of pressure, that kind of, that sort of lifted. It was more, it was easier to become independent. And when Prabhupada left also because of circumstances, he wanted to become more independent because it was so hellish to surrender to temple authorities and everything. So to be independent was actually considered a good thing. It meant that you were evolving in some way. But now I'm seeing that taking another step, that to remain independent, and actually there's a wonderful Vaishnav guru, bona fide guru here to instruct me, is that there's a real problem. It means again that there's a need to give up all independence and make that step back, because this guru, Srila Raimar, is very adept at getting us to move forward more and more and more, just like the kind of pressure that was on us, that kind of pushing that was in our back to move forward more and more and more when Prabhupada was here. And I'd like to thank you very much, Gurudev, for allowing us to have this association.
Two words out here. What?
What,
miss? Oh, many. Like Radha Krishna, are two. Oh, many.
Oh, that many? Just like Mula Prakriti was saying that we all know that he blesses by saying that badger. Tiny little village up here, way up in the mountains, that no one ever really was concerned about. No, become new branch. And I would just like to explain to you that this year in New Branch, we've been waiting the whole year, just waiting. Very few activities went on outside of our households. So many things, no more festivals. It was very, very cold, rain, wind, snow, more than we've ever, ever, ever had. And we were waiting, all waiting, waiting, waiting. And just a few days ago, the weather changed. There were no flowers. They just bloomed today, yesterday. There was no heat. It was freezing cold. The earth, the trees, the flowers are all responding to the arrival. So in that sense, you are making it more and more like Vrindavan. We feel so much separation when you're not here. And when you're here, we come to life, and we worry about when you're gone again. So I think that's two birds.
Anywhere in Western countries or Eastern countries, I go to preach. Everywhere, everything reminding me, Swamiji, that how he was merciful, that even coming in the villages, in the midst of mountains, and everywhere in mountains, in river, in dense forests, like Saranagati, like Gita Nagari, and all places he has preached. So everywhere I remind him, and this gives me so much energy. I never feel like that I am becoming old, forgetting actually everything that I am old. So this energy coming from my Guru Parampara, Swamiji and Mahaprabhu, Guru Goswami. From tomorrow, we will begin our classes. Up to now, we have told so many rules, regulations, bhakti, tattva, vivek, and Srimad Bhagavatam everywhere. Chaitanya Charitamrita also, so many places. But here I want to discuss about, explain about 10th canto, especially the glories of Vrindavan Vasi. Our highest, toppest object of our life. Here also I want that only one or two peacocks are here. More peacocks should be there. Yeah? Like Gita Nagarisham. Not so much, but yes. Beautiful cows. At least one tree of Kadamba and one tree of
Tamal.
To remember New Braja, because Govardhan is established here. So everything should be here to remind Braja. And I also request all those who are living here in Braja, there should be like Brajavasi, actually. All children should be like Dham, Sridham, Sudham, Pasudham, Sto, Krishna, Lavanda. All the girls should follow Lalite, Vishakhe, Chitre, Champaklata, Indule, Dheram, they will like this. Also, I want that they should follow Brajavasi life. In Braja, never anyone has changed their wives or their husbands. Any his wife or any his husband. Never. I also want this. Also, I want that Brajavasi, those were married, but not so much attached to their wives and husbands, children. All were attached where? To Krishna. And Srimati Radhika. Nanda Baba Yashoda were so much attached to Krishna. No? But Vishvanu Maharaj and Kritika were so much attached to, they were also attached to Krishna also, but attached more to Radhika. That is why Vishvanu Maharaj is called Vishvanu and she is called Vishvanumi Nandini, Vrishabhanu Dulari, Lali of Vrishabhan, Lali of Vrishabhanu, like this. And that is why Vrishabhanu Maharaj is more higher than Nanda Baba. Nanda Baba is only 9 lakhs of crores. And Vrishabhanu Maharaj?
11.
And the son of Vrishabhanu Maharaj, Sridham, used always defeat Krishna. And Krishna used to become defeated by him. And also, I think that he was more defeated by anyone there was. More defeated. By rule, by beauty, by qualities, by sweetness, by softness, by fragrance, by all quality, that Krishna can take all the hearts and quickly can stole, steal. But Srimati Radhika, not to still, but Krishna, when we will see a glimpse of Srimati Radhika, even he will automatically he will come in the pocket of Srimati Radhika in the heart. And he will be so happy to be there. So I want that here in New Braja also, devotees should be like Brajavasi, helping each other, but not giving up their wives and husbands. And that's a very good school here, that all the little children should be qualified in Krishna consciousness. I have seen some defects in now a days in Gurukul. The boys who are reading in were reading. Almost all, about 90%, they become bogus. When they left ISKCON Gurukul, they left also devotion and what they have a little Shraddha. Now they are taking whiffs, wine, giving up all the etiquettes, not falling and serving their father, mothers, guru, Vaishnav, nothing. So I don't want like this. I want that also to be very strong. We don't want to follow Swamiji or Krishna or Mahaprabhu, outwardly only. Inwardly I want. And if we are trying so much to follow him inwardly, then outwardly automatically it will come. So try to follow inwardly. We are not going to make any big plans of lakhs and crores dollars. We should try to develop our Krishna consciousness. That will be the true service of Swamiji, true service to Krishna and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So from tomorrow we will begin our classes. In morning, 1-2 days, I will try to explain Raghunath Das Goswami Manas Shiksha. These are very useful. I have told about instructions of Rupa Goswami, Upadesha Amritam. And I will tell in morning classes this. And after it, maybe that in 2 times, Dashamesh Kanda. And I will try to explain how, in what mode Brajvasi is used to serve Krishna and Srimati Radhika. I think that if by my classes, my preaching, the senior devotees, the disciples of Swamiji, are developing their honor, faith to Swamiji, and if by my classes devotees have some greed to serve Radha and Krishna in Braja, then I will understand that my preaching is successful. Otherwise not. I have only come to give these things. So try to take it. Try to honor all devotees. Even they are more low in devotion, but we'll have to give some respect to them. And those who are lower, they must give honor to their seniors. Not offending anyone. No duplicity. Nothing. Very frank. What you are inner, you should be outward. Same thing. Always going on. Strongly chanting, remembering. And if there is Saranagati to you, in you, nothing to worry about your maintenance of life. Nothing. Automatically, Krishna will arrange. So, from tomorrow your classes will begin. Today I will have to take full rest. If I speak more, then some problem comes. So, today my classes. Gaur Prema.